We've just been hearing about the pattern according to God's ordering. At the risk of lowering the tone a little, I want to say just a brief word about the Day of Small Things. Could we turn, please, to Zechariah chapter 4? Verses 6 to 10. Zechariah 4, verses 6 to 10. And then he answered and said unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, saying, Grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice, and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel, with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. The eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole earth. And I'm going to start with that. I know it's the end of the verses I've read, but I'm going to start there because it's important to understand what that actually means. 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth. We're speaking there of Old Testament conditions. When we get into the New Testament, we have in the book of Revelation, we have one whose eyes are as a flame of fire. The Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, who we see there not as the Good Shepherd caring for his sheep, we see him as the one who moves among the candlesticks. I think we can use the word judging what he sees. But he also he shows himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. He's looking for those who have a desire to be here for him. That was in Old Testament conditions, and can we think it's any less today? Those who have a desire for his things, the Lord knows and the Lord cares. If you and I have a real desire to follow the Lord Jesus, and to be here for his pleasure, then God above knows that and sees it, and his eyes will follow us and what we do. Now, we come to verse 6 of Zechariah 4, and we get the thought here. We were looking this afternoon, and we saw how Zerubbabel, the civil governor, if you like, of those who returned, and Jeshua the high priest were both leaders in the work that was to be done in rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. And the word here is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Might, power, they didn't have any. They were dependent entirely upon God's provision, that which he made available to them, that which Cyrus the king appointed for them, and that which they contributed of themselves. Might and power were out of the question. When the Holy Spirit came down on the day of Pentecost and baptized all believers into one body, we just heard, have we not, that on that day 3,000 persons were added. 3,000 persons were added to the assembly. And if we go on to the end of the chapter, we'll see that the Holy Spirit added, day by day, those who should be saved. It must have been a wonderful time to be there. How we can read these pages and our hearts thrill at the way the work of God went forward in those days, and how they made much, those early believers, they made much of their Saviour, and how they gladly gathered to his name, continuing in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship. Those two things go together, don't they? The apostles' doctrine and fellowship, the breaking of bread and prayers. Now, we have those things today. We may not be here in the Holy Spirit's power. We cannot expect it, can we, at the end of this church period. It started, if you read the end of Mark's Gospel, you will see those things that followed those who believed and those who went about preaching the gospel. They were able to do wonderful things. Would it be suitable today for us to expect those things to be available to us, those signs of healing? I think they've been withdrawn, like the gift of tongues, they shall cease. Those things are not to be expected today. And we're not looking for, we can't claim to have might, we can't claim to have power, can we? But by my Spirit is the word here. And we do have the Holy Spirit. And if we allow him to work with each of us in our capacities such as they are, then there will be blessing. You see how it led to blessing here. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain. He's not speaking of a physical mountain, is he? He's speaking of the difficulties. Some of those things that we're talking about this afternoon, those things that really were difficult, the opposition that we spoke about, those who wanted to join them under false pretenses, and then the outright opposition, the problems within their numbers. Those things would, in the power of the Holy Spirit, those things could be tackled, those things could be dealt with. The Lord Jesus said, didn't he, to his own, he said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed will move the mountain. And we need faith. We need faith as the grain of mustard seed. And if we pray to the Lord Jesus in the power of his Spirit, our mountains will be conquered, they will be there no more. And he shall bring forth the headstone thereof. The headstone is the top stone. There's a foundation stone, but there's a headstone. And we all know, I know there are experts here in the art of building, but surely we all know that you have a foundation stone. You start there, you line up the building with it, and when all is finished, you place upon the top the headstone. And the Lord Jesus Christ is both the foundation stone, and he is the head of the corner. the psalmist said, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And one day, the head of the corner will be seen in all his beauty and all his display. These returned to the land, returned to Jerusalem. They were assured that by the power of the Holy Spirit, the headstone on that that rebuilt temple would be put in its place. The hand of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation. His hand shall finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me unto you, for who hath despised the day of small things? You know, we talk a lot about the day of small things, and I think often we sort of use it in the sense of an excuse. Oh, well, you know, it's a day of small things. I can't do anything about that. It's not like that at all. If you read those verses, if you read these verses and you read who hath despised the day of small things, you could almost read it as who hath dared to despise the day of small things. The one who despises it is out of line. I think this is what this verse is telling us. It is a day of small things. We have to admit that, but not to despise it. And there is a way that we can conduct ourselves in a day of small things. And I'm not sure how much time we've got. Oh, we're all right. We can, if we want to understand how we conduct ourselves in the day of small things, I think the place to start is perhaps the second epistle to Timothy. And that is the subject of the Bible study conferences at the moment. We've done chapter one. We hope in the will of the Lord to go on to the rest of it. But you can study it for yourselves at home. And in that, the apostle lists a number of difficulties, and he lists some of the things that were coming in then and which doubtless are still with us today, probably getting worse. But what does he say, having listed those things? Just close the room and go home. No, he doesn't say that. What does he say? Preach, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That is the message for us today. Not by might, not by power, but by the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit dwelling within each one of us, and he dwells in the assembly of God. And as we seek to gather in a way pleasing to the Lord Jesus, surely we can take to heart these instructions of the Apostle Paul, that there might be that which is pleasing to the Lord Jesus, even in this our day. Bearing in mind that regardless of our faithfulness, the Lord Jesus is going to have his place. God is going to see to it that he is seen and admired as the head of the corner in the coming day. He and his own, a spiritual house, able to offer up worship, praise, and blessing to God. The Lord Jesus is the head of that house, and we have to own his place. We have to take our place within it and see to it that we, in our place, render to him that which is his due for the glory of God the Father. The eyes of the Lord run to and through through the whole earth.